welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Go over to John real quick, John's Gospel. Say the Holy Spirit is a person. Jesus is a what? He's a person. Now, if the Holy Spirit was given by Christ to come and take his place, a question is, where is Jesus Christ right now? The Bible says he's at the right hand of the Father. And what's he doing? Making intercession for who? And where is the Holy Spirit? He's right here, right now. Listen to John if you want to turn there. John 16 and verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, say the Spirit of truth. My class on Thursday mornings has heard me wear this out. Anytime you see the phrase Spirit of, that means that what's mentioned next is going to be accomplished. Listen, say the Spirit of truth. So that means the Holy Spirit is going to do what? Bring us truth. Say he's going to bring us truth. He will, listen to this one. He'll guide you, say he'll guide me into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and what he tells you will come to pass. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now that word for Holy Spirit, when he says he's going to bring a comforter, I got these all written down. I took my notes out, and I want you to hear this. The word is, say parakletos. Say parakletos. Now you know a Greek word. I'm going to give you some of the things that word means. And you think, and I think, will I need that today? Here we go. Are you ready? He's there to aid us. How many of you need that? Have you ever put your kids in school and sometimes you're looking for what kind of aid? Financial aid. Say financial aid. Because you saw how much it cost. Hallelujah. Say he's here to aid us. Here's another thing. To assist us. How many of you ever needed assistance during the course of anything in any one day or in your lifetime? You need somebody what? So the Holy Spirit is our guide on an everyday basis. Have you ever been through any one particular day and you really don't know what to do? Then what should we do? Holy Spirit, I need you to say with me, guide me. Say guide me. And guess what he'll do? He'll guide you. He'll give you direction. He'll show you the right way. Listen, and the quickest way to get there. Hallelujah. I need guidance through this message. I think it was Thursday morning. I said, the Lord gave me a puzzle. I'm glad it was only 10 pieces, but now I got to put the pieces in. I'm the kind of a guy, if I put a puzzle together, I got to go for the border first. How about you? But my precious Nico, he gets the piece that belongs in the middle. I said, how'd you know that? Well, I'm going to start in the middle and work out. No. Start on the outside so I can help you. No, he starts in the middle and goes out. And I said, I can't help you or be a part of this because I don't have what it takes to do a 1,000-piece puzzle. I've got this piece in my hand for 15 minutes. Oh, it goes over here. And how many of you want to trim the edge off with a little knife and just make it fit? Have you ever done that? He comes along. Oh, it goes over here. Well, do you do the puzzle? Let me see the finished product. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit wants to do what? He wants to guide us in any and every situation. But if we don't ask him to, say we don't ask him to, then he's not going to be what? Able to do that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now here's another one. He wants to lead us. Say lead us. How many of you know when we take the lead, all trouble happens? Say the Holy Spirit, his name means that. It means to lead us. What better person than the Holy Spirit to lead us? So understand when 2 Thessalonians says that there'll be a great falling away of the faith or of the truth, people are giving up the opportunity to be aided by the Holy Spirit. They're giving up the opportunity to be assisted by the Holy Spirit. And then they begin to scratch their head, develop a spot on their head that doesn't have any hair because they scratch it so often, when in fact, the Holy Spirit, if we would just ask him, say ask him. I remember last year, Jim, or the year before, I said, is there any nice ski resorts around here? I'd like to just go see one. And Jim said, I know just a place, and he told me how to get there. I don't ski. I don't get up on skis. I don't get up on skis if there's sand under them because I'll fall over and something will break. Jim knew exactly where to go. He directed me. Why? I went to somebody who had some knowledge and some information. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit has, say, all the direction you and I need. Now, the Lord dropped something in my heart, and this is for somebody, okay? The Lord doesn't want to just bring revival into your spirit. He wants to bring restoration. It's not about just revival, but say restoration. I want more than a visitation from the Holy Spirit. I want habitation where the Holy Spirit lives in my life and he directs every step and everything I say and do. Glory to God. Well, Pastor, can you have that? Yes, I can have it because the Bible says I can, and because his name says if I'll yield to him and let him do it, he'll direct me. Hallelujah. Say he'll do it. But that means you and I have to let go of the reins. Say let go. Let go. How many of you have something in your hands? All right, turn to the person next to you and hand it off to them, but say, you can have this, but don't give it to them. Well, some of you are really having a problem here. Well, if you're giving it to somebody, what? Say, let go of it. We were listening to Charles Stanley, what a powerful preacher he is, and he was saying one of the greatest things about Christmas time is the word to give when you think about it. Jesus gave everything. Mary gave her life. She could have been stoned. When you look through every different scenario in the Christian story of Christ, the Messiah, you'll find out that people had to give. Today, it's no different. I give of my life. I'm called to be a servant of God, to do what I can to minister to people spiritually and in the natural. My wife and my boys the same way. That's what we're called to be, is to be a servant. Say a servant. Well, the Holy Spirit is a servant to you and I, and he wants to do these things. But if he wants to do them, we have to say, let him do it. That means we've got to let go of some of the things we want to hold on to. Say, hold on to. Here's another one. He wants to give you revelation of the scriptures. Have you ever looked at a scripture and say, boy, I don't understand this? Well, guess who will give you revelation on that scripture verse? Say, the Holy Spirit. But sometimes we're gun shy about doing that because we don't have a relationship with him. And if we don't have a relationship, we forget about him and don't think that we have the right to go to him. You and I, because of the blood of Jesus, have access to every single answer in life right here in this precious book called the Word of God. We have it available, but do we go to it? Well, it has to be our decision. Say our decision. Listen, here's another one. He wants to release the gifts of the Spirit to you and I. One of his names is gifts. That means he wants to release the Holy Spirit and the anointing of God in whose life? Say, in my life. How many of you know you have two kinds of lives? You have one in the natural and one in the spirit. The Bible says, man shall not live by, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Well, here's every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, but we've got to help it along. The Bible said, the word of God, when it said two-edged, means what? Say, two mouths. What does that mean? It means that one side of the sword is the, say, logos, the written word. And then what's the other side of the sword? It's the rhema, say, the spoken word. In the midst of a storm, you speak the rhema from the words you have, and suddenly the storm will quiet down. I'm telling you, it works every single time. My wife and I have battles in the natural and in the spirit realm. And every time we call on the name of the Lord, the Holy Spirit is faithful. Jesus is faithful. And the word is faithful. I've never known anything more faithful than the precious word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Take a praise break for a minute. Go on, take a praise break. Hallelujah. 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 Another thing this word means, parakletos, say the Holy Spirit's a person, it means to give you boldness. Some people say, could you pray for me to get boldness? Well, no, because the Holy Spirit wants to just give it to you. Hallelujah. Do you realize as you and I mature that we don't always have to come to the church and have somebody pray for us, but in fact, you, wherever you are, and me, wherever I am, I can call upon the name of the Lord, and I can ask him, and he will do what? Look at Mark 11, 23. Truly I tell you, whoever says, say whoever says. That means our mouth has to be a part of the process. Hebrews 10, 23. Let the profession or confession of your mouth. So say my mouth has a lot to do with it. Say this with me, my mouth is my ignition key. What will start it is the spark of my tongue saying what God's word says. We shared some testimonies from R.W. Schambach, where people were supernaturally healed through the anointing of God through different vehicles. Hallelujah. We talked about in the book of Acts where Peter's shadow, he couldn't lay hands on all those people, but the Lord said his shadow healed people. Well, how many of you know your shadow can't do that? My shadow can't. But God gave him a revelation that he was going to use his shadow. In one place, it said they cut aprons or from cloth from pieces of apron and gave them to the people. And what happened to them? They were healed. Well, see, right there can stop some of us saying, well, what's a piece of cloth going to do? It's not the cloth. It's the obedience to what God said and to use the cloth as a vehicle. If cloth could heal you, how many of you have clothes on? Then you should all be walking in divine health. It's not about material. It's about the obedience to use whatever he tells you to use to get the job done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. If M&Ms under the anointing of God could heal somebody, I've got news for you. God's going to use you and use me at the most unlikely time in our lifetime to raise the dead. Well, I told you what the Holy Spirit said. He said, some of us don't want to raise the dead because we're afraid of what people will say. I don't care. The blind man, when his eyes were open, they said, well, were you blind because of your parents' sin? He said, oh, just be quiet. I can see. Where does it matter where it came from? Say, I can see. When we pray for healing on somebody, we never reach into heaven and say, God, could you give me a pair of bad eyeballs? Could you bring me a little sickness and disease for this person? They need prayer. Not so, because everything that God gives from above, the Bible says, what's done in heaven shall be done where? On earth. There's no used body parts in heaven. There is no aftermarket body parts in heaven. If Jesus can raise the dead, he can heal the sick, he can heal the lame, and he's looking to use you and I, if we've got the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, the person of the Holy Ghost, say unto this mountain. How many of you had a difficulty where it looks like there's a mountain? A mountain is the difficulty or trial that you may be facing. But what does Jesus say you should do? Say to it. Say. I don't know what it is about the church overall, but we're afraid to say. I think sometimes it may be that we say if we say it, what if we don't get the results? Do me a favor. Don't say it. Because if you feel that way before you say it, you've already killed it with the doubt. But you walk in boldness that the Holy Spirit will give you, and you say what the Word says, and then the Holy Spirit will take over and kick in for you and I. Because it's not you, it's not me, it's the anointing of God through you in obedience to what He said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I often think about this, and I've preached on it, but I can just kind of see Jesus, I mean the Father rather, and Adam, sitting on a park bench drinking some Starbucks coffee with a fat-free donut. And he's saying, hey, Adam, listen, I made all these creatures, but I'd like you to give them a name. Do you realize that Adam and God were in the same place? But what separated that was a thing called sin. Sin wants to separate us today from the presence of God, but Jesus has given a way to restore the presence of God through His Holy Spirit. Say His Holy Spirit.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus.